Thank you for checking out this new episode of Brick by Brick. Antonio and I are forever grateful for you choosing us out of all of the podcasts out there. We really hope that something is said that will motivate and inspire you to live your dreams, whatever that may be, whether it's starting a new business, going back to school, or just becoming a better you. I hope that we are helping you make your dreams become your reality. So I hope you enjoy the show. Please don't forget to rate, comment, and subscribe to us. Your feedback makes us better. So thanks again for checking us out. Hope you enjoy the show.
Okay, part three of questions from Listener D. Listen, guys, if this is the first time, if you're a first-time listener, because we have many of those, and we're grateful for that, you need to go back to part one. I'm not trying to upsell you because this is a free podcast, because iTunes does that. Here's the deal. You need to go back to part one, and you're missing out on everything that you're going to receive. Go back to part one. Did you hear me? Go back to part one. Because a listener who I actually know text messaged me. And again, guys, you can email us at info@unchurchedchurch.com. And all the info, the actual information will be on our little podcast thing. So you can just click the little thingy and you'll see the information. Thingy is a technical term, by the way. I just made it that way. And what you're going to have is a wonderful time, a wonderful experience. And listen, the questions from Listener D. Now, Tempest, you've taken the charge, the lead on this. Right now, tell us, just give us some very brief thoughts, make it last a minute, about what has happened thus far, or what you feel about what has happened thus far. Just a minute, don't make it long.
So what has happened so far, a listener texts Tony questions about her life, and everything that she's texted, I've experienced personally. Like, literally word for word. And I'm not there anymore. And I didn't know I wasn't there until I started listening to those questions. So, just, if you don't get anything else from this, just change the way you think. That's
right.
All I have.
That's nice. Perfect. Because whatever you think, you will hold. Okay? If you think it, you will hold it. So, here's the deal. Tempest has been leading the charge on this one. I normally... I don't want to say dominate the conversation, but I normally lead. But Tempest has started from a person I met on the other side of a business. She was like, what were you, what was your job description? Were you a cashier? What was it?
When you first met me?
When I first met you.
I was a front desk sales representative.
All right. You were a front desk sales representative at a company we won't name. Not that the company did anything bad, but just the company we won't name. And now you're an owner in a very profitable business. That's a big deal.
Crazy when you say that.
That's a big deal. Okay. That's a big deal. So here we go. Mm-hmm. So we've been talking about questions from Listener D. That's mm-hmm. all we're going to say. That's her name right now. And if she wants to come on and say, we'll interview her. In fact, I want her as the first episode of our third, you know, right, of that small business, because she's wonderful.
If she wants to, she definitely would love to have her. Oh, can you hear me? I think. Okay,
yes, yes. No. Yeah, you were perfect. You were perfect. Did I cut out?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, well, that's, you know, just don't judge my cell phone provider. Okay, so here we go.
Totally judge.
Check this out. Yeah, I know. But it's a major cell phone. It's one of the top two. But anyway, well, let me not say this. It's one of the top four. That way you have to guess. That's one of the top four. Okay, let me say it that way.
Go ahead.
But here's the deal. So the whole time she was talking, and you guys have to go back to the last episode, but I'll end it with you with a paraphrase of what just happened. She was saying, I honestly don't think that this is for me. I honestly don't think that I can handle my dreams. That's what she was saying. So, mm-hmm. So me being the, I don't know, whatever, what would you call me, Tempest? What did you think I said to that text message? Let me say it that way. So, okay, the text message said, hey, I'm tired of struggling, not seeing anything from me. And she laid, it was a 5-page text message. She laid it out very empathetically. What did you think my message was? First off, how long do you think my message was?
I'm sure yours is very short.
All right, that's absolutely accurate. What do you think I said? So, for the listeners just catching on, I'll read it for you again. I honestly don't think I can handle everything. I really do feel I'm going to break. But when I talk about it, everyone has their own theory, but no one seems to have the information that I really need. That's why I asked, because you seem to have figured it out. You, she's talking about me. I say seem because I don't live with you. So I don't know your day-to-day life. I'm not even successful, and I'm struggling. I'm tired of struggling and not seeing anything from it. And my response was 4 words. But do you want it? Now, let's do two questions. Why, Tempest, did I respond to her by simply saying, and she's 5-page text message, and all I said was the thing you wanted. Why do you think I said that to her?
Maybe a few reasons. One, if you're mentoring her and she responded, you know, no, I don't want it, then you wouldn't waste your time mentoring her.
But if
she says she does want it, then, you know, she's coachable. At least I think.
Absolutely correct. There's a little bit more into that. However, basically what I wasn't going to let her do is do a pity party. This is not happening. So
she's a self-sabotager, as you said.
Exactly. She is a self-sabotager. And that's not offensive. I don't mean for that to be offensive. I love this lady. She is awesome. Who else have I called a self-sabotager over 100 times, Tessa?
That would be me.
Outstanding. And we all know I love you. I've made you a partner in all this here. Why is she a self-sabotager, and why were you a self-sabotager?
Okay, I'll start with the last one first. I was a self-sabotager because I was... Okay, I'm going to answer hers by answering myself. Because I was her. I wanted success, but had a 4-page text worth of excuses.
That's awesome. So, okay, you need to say nothing else. Leave it right there. Because here was her response. My response to her was, but do you want it? Her response was, I want to see something so that all this seems worthwhile. Did she ever answer my question?
No. That's okay. An excuse.
Exactly. And she never addressed the issue. And so she can't change until she accepts where she is. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And she's awesome. She is awesome. She's not unsuccessful. She has experienced success, but wants a different level of success. A bring her husband home from work level of success. And that has not happened. So my response to her was, fair enough, but do you want it? Now, why did I say that, Tempest? I've done this to you more than enough. Why did I ask her, do you want it? And she gives me an excuse, and I go, fair enough, but do you want it? Why did I do that?
Well, one, she didn't answer the question, and two, she has to, I'm not sure. She didn't answer the question, but she needs to make a decision. You can't,
exactly.
If you don't
want
it, then,
yeah. Okay. No, you're on it. No. You said it. she has to make a decision. How can she be successful if she doesn't make a decision? Mm-hmm. So as a mentor, I automatically jump into the role by making her make a decision. But, and here's the deal. She would be more successful if she decides not to follow her dreams than she would be if she was indecisive about her dreams. At least she could experience limited success if she didn't follow her dreams versus no success by being indecisive about her dreams. So watch her next response to this. Her response to, but do you want it? And she still doesn't answer the question.
Mm-hmm.
But life sidetracks me.
Mm.
If I have to wait for this to happen before that can happen. Now she answers the question. Yes, I do. I say every time you ask me that question and start getting lined up and structuring growth in my life, and then sometimes something happens that gets my full focus, and next thing I know, more time has been wasted because
mm-hmm.
I've been waiting on this, or this has happened, and I put something on hold to deal with it. Now, hold your question. Let me qualify her. This woman is one of my most favorite people on planet Earth. She is successful. She doesn't see it, but she is. And she's a wonderful person to be around. She is what you don't know it. Jeffrey Combs is one of my mentors, which he doesn't know he's my mentor. I listen to all he does. Jeffrey Combs, he has like a super memory, so he probably remembered meeting me back in 2008. However, Jeffrey Combs, goldenmasterminds.com. Tempest, make sure we put that on this episode. This is part three, right? So make sure we put that. I'd love to put people on and get other people subscribers. He and book sales and all that stuff. He's awesome. But basically, he has this book called Animal Factor, in which he talks about the personality type. This lady is a monkey. And she's like a monkey and an owl. Basically, she's the life of the party. So I love to be around her. Like anybody on planet Earth would love to be around her. She's the most amazing person, one of the most amazing persons that I know. Yet she doesn't believe she's so amazing. Tempest, do you have experience in that?
Oh, yeah.
Explain.
So people used to tell me, oh, you're so smart and, you know, you're so nice and you're so sweet and you're going far, you know, all this stuff. And it kind of went in one ear out the other. Like, I heard it, but I didn't hear it because I didn't feel it. I felt dumb. I felt, you know, like I'm wasting my time. I felt like I was wasting my life. I felt like I wasn't awesome. I felt like I was just average. So that's what I believe. So people would pour into me or say these positive things about me, but it didn't matter because I didn't believe it myself. So life was happening for me. Like, things were happening in my life. Good things. But I didn't see it because my perception of myself was garbage. And I missed so much happening in my life because all I saw was I'm not where I figured I was supposed to be. So, yeah, I definitely have experience with that.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes plenty of sense, and I definitely get that. That's why I want you to expound on my next question here.
Sure.
How did you get from where she is now to where you are now?
Couple things. So I had you pouring into me, and even though it didn't seem like I was listening, because I respected you. I respect you. I respect your opinion. And what you said matters. So I know it kind of seemed like going in one ear out the other. But some things that you said did stick with me. Or maybe it didn't stick with me at that moment, but when a situation presented itself, something that you would have said or something that you had said would pop up in my head. And that kind of gave me the motivation to, you know, keep going. But personally, it took a lot of praying. Took a lot of turning off the TV and reading blogs from people who I wanted to be like. Or reading books from people I wanted to be like. It took a lot of, I said like a couple episodes ago, I write down quotes in like a notebook or in notebooks. It took a lot of quotes and going back and reading them and believing that I was enough or I am good enough or I am smart. It took a lot of pouring into me personally to get me from there to here. But honestly, I hit I don't want to say rock bottom, but I did, well, I'll say rock bottom. Like, where I did something so stupid because I had my own perception of what was going on, and I allowed that to become, I allowed my negativity to become reality, and I did something so stupid, and I was immediately embarrassed when I did it, but I didn't want to seem embarrassed, so I kept that persona going and lost something that meant so much to me. And once I realized that I lost it, then I said, you know what, I can't, I'm killing myself. Like, I'm destroying myself, and I'm destroying what matters most to me. So I had to make a decision. I'm not going to do that anymore, and I have to change. And once I made that decision, then I started changing. But I don't, you know, you don't want, you know, you hear older people say this a lot, and I'm not old, but you hear older people say, you know, you don't want to make the mistakes I did. Don't hit rock bottom. Don't F up so bad to where you lose what you cherish most in order to change. Like, don't let that be the reason you change. Change before you get there. So I hope if it's her or anybody else, just don't get to the point to where you lost everything in order to change. Because that sucks. That's a lonely place. That's a hard place to be in. Just don't get to that point before you change. Unfortunately, most of us have to experience that. But I really hope somebody's listening to me. Just don't do it. Don't get that deep to where you just have to mess up in order to change life.
No, that's perfect, because I'm glad you did that, because I want to make, we're going to end this here. What was part three? I don't want to make it like four or five, because I'm not trying to milk this. But I wanted to keep it, you know, short enough. Like, this segment, like, we have some long episodes because, well, some people just like that. I'm one of the people that like that.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the stuff, I don't want to cut content, but these motivational things, I try to keep to the amount of time for the drivers, our listeners,
right,
driving commute. So let's make this the best one yet, because we got two more questions I want to wrap up. So here's the next question. It's a long one. She's saying, like, listen,
we're wrapping
really
up for the thing or just this episode?
Just this
or, like,
episode.
This
Just this, but it's two questions. She says, look, you have no idea how much I want you. But there are two things stopping me from fully letting go. Because this was me asking her, well, do you want me to mentor you? Right? Which never happens, guys. Let me just stop real quick. Mentors don't ask mentees, do you want me to mentor you? But I believe in this young lady. I really, 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 really believe in her. That's why this happened. Okay. So she goes, you know, there's just two things. One, I feel I would waste your time and don't want to waste your time and risk losing you altogether.
Wow.
Yes, yes, yes. Two, is having the time that you would need me to have for you to mentor me. Now, you answer both of those. Have you felt like, well, let me not lead you. You respond to both of those.
Can you repeat the second one?
Sure will. I'll repeat both of them for the audience's sake as well. One, I feel like I would waste your time and don't want to waste your time and risk losing you altogether. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is having the time that you would need for you to mentor me.
Oh, okay. So first, yes, I felt like this. As someone you mentor, I felt like this. As your assistant, I feel like this. But honestly, somebody is not going to offer their time. Okay, let me rephrase that. If somebody offers their time to you, take it. That's all I have to say about that.
That's
that first
right.
question.
Yeah.
So, of course, you are the busiest person I know. But when you take time out to mentor me, or you take time out to talk to me or to build me up, I take it. Like, even though I feel like sometimes it's an inconvenience to you, I still take it because you are busy and you could be doing a gazillion other things. But the fact that you've taken an hour, because you know, you don't waste time. So the fact that you've taken an hour or 20 minutes or a 5-minute phone call to pour into me, I'm going to take it because you don't have to do it, but you offer. So if somebody offers their time to you, take it. They wouldn't offer it if they didn't have it, or if they didn't want to use their time on you, they wouldn't do it. So just
that's right.
Take it.
That's right. Then she feels like she won't have enough time. She won't have enough time for me to give her my
Okay.
Time.
So you make time. You said this to me a thousand times. Everybody has the same 24 hours. How you use them is up to you. You make time for what you want to make time for. She has the time. She's making excuses. She's going back to that word that I really didn't like, self-sabotaging. So you watch TV when you get home. The show's really worth your future. Like, you can't DVR that or catch that on Netflix or something. So you have the time. You don't want to make the time. So go back to, do you really want it? If she really wants it, or when she really wants it, she'll make time. Somebody offers their time to you, and your response is, oh, I don't know if I have the time to use that you're giving me. Just stop that thinking and make time. If you gotta lose an hour of sleep or wake up an hour early or, you know, something, you have time. Call on the phone while you're driving home. Like, there's so many ways to utilize time. You have the time. You don't want to give up something that's wasting your time. So just make the time. Somebody's making time for you. The least you can do is make time for them.
Yeah, you're definitely right. You're definitely right. But she is awesome about all of that. So what do you say? Well, so here's a, let me see if I want to ask this question. This is a bit too personal. Let me see.
You go ahead, man.
Well, not for you. This is.
Oh.
Okay, she asked this question. What would you recommend for someone like me? And this is the last question. This is the last question because some of these are like super personal. And like I said, we're not trying to. But what she gave us, let me explain. We have her permission. She's listening to these episodes. She's awesome. She is my friend. And she may very well be on this show. So this is not a diss. She said, put this on here so we can help. So, what would you recommend for someone like me who is trying to keep her marriage together, be a mother, an employee, an entrepreneur, all while still not trying to lose herself in the process? You can ask that. Even though you're not married, I mean, you have relationships, so you can answer that question. What do you recommend for her? For all of that, wife, mother, employee, business owner, influencer, the influenced. What would you say to that person? How does a person still in the rat race, which means still working at their job, become the CEO that could bring their spouse home and make sure their family lives all their dreams? This is a fair question, and I love her for this because she is this kind of person that's just so honest and beautiful that would answer such a question like this here. Well, don't answer her question. How do you do it? I mean, you're not married, but you're in a relationship. How do you do it?
You have to manage your time better. But two, I don't know how I do it. I just know I make it work. I don't have a formula for that. I don't know how to answer that question. Like I do have some of those variables, but I don't know how I make it work. I just make it work.
That's quite okay. Here's how you I can answer that question. Here's how you answer that. I mean, here's how you handle that question. You do it all one at a time.
Oh, okay, yeah.
When you're a wife or a girlfriend or a boyfriend, only be that. Leave your doggone cell phone where it is. Just be the significant other. When you're an employee, be the best employee you could possibly be and just be that. When you're a CEO, be just that. Now, occasionally these things are trying to bleed in with one another, but here's how you do it. Here's how you do it. One at a time. Because the moment you divide all your attention, your 100% of attention, into 10 different things at one time, you're actually giving 10% to everything instead of 100% to one thing. This is your balance. This is your life. Do it one at a time and watch how your life will change when you give 100% to one thing and you make it work that way.
Mm-hmm.
That make you feel better?
Yeah.
All right, Tempest, 3 episodes. You did. You talked. You made it happen. You used to be her. You're no longer her. You would love her, and you would love to mentor her with me and make things happen. She deserves to be number one in what she does, and she is an amazing person. You tell her? Well, yeah, she definitely is. What would you tell her, your closing thoughts, to end this episode? But not just her. There are other people listening to her who are just like her. Give them your closing thoughts.
Sure. So, first of all, I don't know who this person is at all. Like, I have no idea who you're talking about. But I commend her. Like, she's braver than what I was when I was there. Because there's no way I would be so vulnerable and open about my thoughts and feelings. So, I think she's awesome on that alone. You know, because everybody does not open up like that. And that's important. Like, you can't keep all that bottled up inside and expect to be able to function in the world. You won't be able to function. How do I know? I did that. I kept everything bottled up and thought I was functioning, but I was not. I was a disaster. So let me whoever she is, please tell her I totally commend her for being brave enough and being open enough to identify her feelings and to ask questions and seek help. Oh, if you are struggling, seek help. That's my closing thought. I didn't know where I was going with that until I just said that. Seek help. Like, there are people out there who want to help. I mean, even, I'm not just saying professional help, which I'm not against. Like, I'm for professional help. But there's someone in your life or there's someone about to walk into your life who genuinely wants to help. Don't be afraid to reach out to them and get help from them. So, like I said earlier, somebody is giving their time, make time for them and use it to your advantage. Soak it up. Be selfish with it because you don't find that often. You don't find people who want to help you often. And when you do, you hold on to that person for dear life. And you, I don't want to say be selfish with it, but be selfish. You know, soak that up because that is a rare find, and that does not come around often at all. And you don't want to be, you don't want to suffer and not have anybody. Oh, my God. You don't want to suffer alone because you were too afraid to ask for help. That, take it from me, that is not how you want to live life. Like, that is not how you want to live. That's not living. Thinking that you can make it, just bottled up inside, your mind starts, there's the same mind playing tricks on me. Your mind will play tricks on you, and you will think some of the craziest things, and that will drive you insane. Just, if you have a problem, seek help. Ask for help. Do not be afraid to ask for help. So I keep saying this, but I commend her for asking for help because people are not that advanced. And she's brave. Be brave. Don't suffer. Oh, my God. Don't suffer by yourself because you can't get yourself out of it. So my closing thoughts are, if you're in trouble, if you're feeling the way she's feeling or anything like it, get help.
Absolutely
make
correct.
It out.
Absolutely correct. She seeks help and she has no idea until she listens to this episode here that I'm going to help her. Rain, sleet, snow, it's going down. Whatever she needs to get to the top, I'm going to help her.
I don't know her, but and I don't think I'm a mentor, but I will help her too if she wants my help.
Well,
I don't know what I can do, but
I'm going to help her through this company, so you're going to have no choice but to help her.
Cool.
And so you're fine. I won't tell you her name until she comes on this show or until we both start mentoring her. Thank you guys
cool.
for coming out. Keep smiling. It looks good on your face. Oh, hold on. By the way, you should definitely, after these three episodes, comment, like, and rate us. See, looks good on your face. That's how it is.
Hi, guys. Just want to thank you guys once again for checking out this episode of Brick by Brick. For more information about us, about what's going on with our company, you can visit revtony.org. That's revtony.org. There you'll find more information about Antonio, his book, Keep Walking, and future books, future projects. And once again, thanks for tuning in. Please, please, please comment, rate, and subscribe. If you subscribe, you won't have to keep checking back. The episodes will just automatically download to you and you'll get notifications like that. But please comment and rate. Your comments actually help us become better, but also lets the world know what we're doing. So that would be most appreciated. Thanks again. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
And that's right, guys. I completely agree with Tempest. I definitely appreciate you for what you do. You can go anywhere else and do all that you want to do and be all that you want to be. But for whatever reason, you came here to this podcast, and I'm so grateful. Please continue to rate, and comment. Just as Tempest has said, we definitely appreciate that. We started this as a motivational tool just for average people trying to do extra average things. We definitely appreciate that. Listen, we're just regular. We're just regular, doing irregular, and giving it all back to you. Keep listening, and then keep smiling. It looks good on your face.